Good morning and welcome to the Daily Inspiration. For a word of inspiration, we would like to look at Mark 4 this morning. Mark 4, we will look at the parable of the sower. We will begin in verse 14, and we will read down to verse 20. The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their heart. And these are they likewise which are sown on the stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among the thorns, such as hear the word. And the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things enter in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. As we look at these four soils, there's one thing that is in common with all four of the soils. It says here that they heard the word. Each one of them heard the word of God. But their hearts, the condition of their soil, did not allow them to receive the word. Because of the soil, that the condition of their hearts was not prepared for the word, but they heard. And Jesus says in verse 23, says, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And in verse 24, he says, take heed what ye hear. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that here shall be more given. For he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. And so it is important, as we hear the word of God, it is important that what we do with it, because we are going to be responsible with what we hear. And if he says, if we hear the word, he says, unto you that hear shall be more given. He will give us more of the word of God, more, a deeper understanding, if we hear and we walk by faith and obey the word of God. But he says in verse 25 that for he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which we have. So as we look at these four soils and we look at the responsibility of hearing the word and being sure that our hearts are as that good ground. As it says in verse 20, and these are they which are sown on the good ground, such as hear the word and receive it. When we hear the word, to receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. So this morning, my encouragement to you is, as you hear the word of God, to take a look at the condition of our soil, and to just look at the word of God and the soil of our hearts. Is it prepared to receive the word of God? Or is it like the stony soil, the wayside? The first soil is the wayside. It's the hard soil. It's a hard pathway where nothing can grow. And it says there in verse 15 that when those that are like the wayside, when they hear the word, immediately Satan cometh and taketh away the word. And so it's important that we take very careful how we hear the word, and to check the soils of our heart, and just receive the word with gladness, and to joyfully serve the Lord and walk with Him. Father in heaven, Lord, as we consider these soils, this parable, Lord, we pray that you would just help us, Lord, to mirror our own hearts, Father, and to serve you with gladness, and to, as we hear the word of God, that our ears would not be dull of hearing, but would be quick to say yes, Lord, and to receive your word, even if it requires change in our own hearts and lives, Father, even if it requires repentance, Lord, we pray that you would help us to be quick to respond. Father, I bless you for your word again this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.